Ευχαριστώ πολύ. Τώρα, εγώ σε πιστεύω. Εγώ σε πιστεύω. Ιστορία.
The Torah is not a book of stories, it's not a book of history. It's a book that everyone that gonna read in it, gonna learn from it. We're not gonna move from what it's written in. The Holy Torah, that it's not like the rest of the religious. The rest of religious, they are making all of the prophets to look like God, not less than Him. Our Torah is telling on the greatest persons of the nation, on their lackings, on their mistakes, their failures. Why? Because the Torah tries to teach us that the real greatness also in other Chassidiyot, they're counting on their, they're telling on their Admorim that they're not human beings, they're angels, more than angels. But us, Rabbeinu taught us, everyone that reads the book that calls praises of Rabbi Nachman sees immediately that you need to call it in a different name. The failures of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, the things that weren't going well to Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev. This is the right name. That it was hard, that he didn't succeed, that nothing went like he wanted. Because that's the real greatness. That they were human beings with Yetzara. They had Yetzara, simple as that. They had him, but they were strong in the will, with the prayers, with the putting power, and they achieved huge levels in Avodat Hashem. Here the Torah is telling us on the holy tribes that that's the beginning of Bnei Yisrael, but in the time that they were still young, because for sure after a while, like the Torah is telling us, that they made tshuva and they realized the mistake that they had, and they become to be the tribes, holy tribes of Hashem. But they haven't started like angels. The Torah is telling us that they saw, his brothers saw, that their father loved him more than all of the rest of the brothers, and they hated him for that, and they couldn't talk to him in peace, and they hated him, and hated him. It means that the holy tribes still didn't have a complete faith. The Torah is telling us that. Just explaining what it's written in the Torah. Can we talk about the holy tribes? They're our ancestors. And after it, they reached huge levels, but in the way, it's written that they hated their brothers. To hate, it's lack of faith. Hatred, it's lack of faith. Lack of faith. They were not 3 years old or 4 years old that you can say, alright, someone didn't give him his dummy and they didn't give him his lollipop and he's already angry. They were grown ups. Yosef was the youngest of them and he was 17. So all of them, they were more than that, 18, 20. It's the beginning of the way. They haven't received the Torah yet. They learned Torah, but it was still They hated him. It means lack of faith. A person that have faith, he doesn't hate no one in the world. No one. He doesn't hate no one. He loves all of the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person that he got faith, he wants and is happy in the success of everyone in the world, even more so of his brothers, his Bnei Israel, because the success of your success is the success of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your success is the success of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every failure of a person is a failure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lacking in succeeding, it's lacking in success of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Israel, we are the we are the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Likutei Moran it's written that how you're going to find, reveal the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he brings huge bounty to Am Israel. If Am Israel are weak and poor and sick, so you cannot see the kingship of Hashem in the world. Only when everyone's succeeding and genius and have the divine spirit, holy and pure and rich and prophets, and everyone's a hero and strong, everyone is praying, master of prayers, those are the things that are going to show that Hashem is the king of the world, that the name of Hashem becomes greater and greater in every place that a person is going. The success of a Jew, it's a success of the Creator. A lack in that success, it's a lack of success of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person that's got faith, he wants that everyone gonna succeed. And even more so, they love you, wonderful. They support you, wonderful. They're bringing you closer, amazing. You succeed, amazing. It's good. He had a dream, and he told them his dream. It's written that they hated him even more because of that dream. He had that dream, and they jealous. They were envious. First of all, hatred, and after it, jealousy. The one that gives wisdom to the person gave me that wisdom to understand. The person, he doesn't jealous, not at his son and not in his students. Chazal told us that. I thought on that Gemara. Why? Because he loves his son and he loves his student, and he also knows that their success is his success. So he's happy that they're going to succeed, even if they're going to succeed thousands of times more than him. This is his son and it's his student. Why? Because he loves them. So a person needs to love every Jew like that. The jealousy, it means, it shows a lack of love. And it's written that they hated him. The jealousy is the result of the hatred. They were jealous. What they told him? Let's think. What he said, what the dream that he had, that he's going to be a king. So I thought, if someone now comes to you and tells you a dream, you're going to rebuke him? Why you had that dream? What you gonna say? That maybe it's written in the Gemara in Masechet Brachot that when a person thinks on something all day long, so he dreams on that at night. So they told him, listen, all day long you think that you're gonna be the king on us, gonna rule on us. So now this is the result of your thoughts, that you had that dream at night. But those are not dreams by an angel. Those are dreams that come by demons. That those dreams came out of his sins. But the dreams of Yosef, they came as prophecy. By the faith, we know that Hashem Yitbarach is crowning all of the kings. If Hashem is going to decide that he's going to be the king, no one can say nothing, no one can argue. Hashem is the one that decides. So if Hashem will want him to be the king, so also you need to want that, because you need to want what that Hashem wants. You need to want that he's going to be a king. So what's the problem? And if Hashem doesn't want him to be a king, so he can dream whatever he wants to dream, there are special care places, hospitals that are full with people with dreams to be a king one day. And he will never gonna be a king. From every side, can you prevent him to be a king if he's supposed to be the king? He's gonna be the king. What's gonna happen with that? So all of that is showing to us, asking forgiveness from the honorable holy tribes. Is there a reason that a person is going to wish, going to want to be a king, to be a chief rabbi, to be a governor, to be a minister? Is there any? It's written in the halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to. The mitzvah that you have is to be glued to Hashem. That the person is going to achieve the spiritual achievements that he needs to achieve. I thought Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he wasn't a king, he wasn't a leader, he wasn't a chief rabbi at all. He wasn't a chief rabbi, not a leader. So, is there any king that can get closer to the shoes of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Is there any chief rabbi that can get closer to the coat, to the pants of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? And he wasn't a king, but he achieved his purpose. He was chasing after his own purpose, and he achieved what he was supposed to achieve. And also the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbi Nachman Breslev, Gaon Mivilna, the Chazon Ish, all of them. They were not chief rabbis, and not kings, and nothing. All of the righteous people that will live by their power, and they're reviving this world, all of the righteous people, we're going to mention them, the Bet Yosef, every one of them. They weren't kings, not chief rabbis, nothing. The Bach, they were learning, and they were serving Hashem in Bach, glued to the purpose in life, learning Torah, and they achieved. The Mishnah is saying that the crown of Torah is on top of the crown of all of kings. So what's the reason to be Mashiach? What do you look at? My Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he was a hidden righteous man. No one knew about him at all. And all of the world was standing and will stand, and also today, only on his merit. So here you have a point, all of that jealousy in the success of your friend, it's because you're not sit inside your purpose in life. You're looking on someone else, it means you're not focused on your purpose. I wrote it in the Garden of Wisdom. There are no two people on the same track. Everyone have his own track. Like Hashem helped me to write that tale on a person that drives in car and looking to the other lanes, and he cannot drive safely like that. You need to be happy in your lane, in your path, and to say thank you. The crown of Torah is higher than the crown of kingship of Malchut. All of them Farshim. Rashi, was he a chief rabbi? He wasn't a chief rabbi. Rashi, we live from his mouth, from his explanations. He wasn't a chief rabbi, he wasn't a king. You can check everything that I'm telling you. Rashi, is there someone that can stand with against Rashi? All of the world exists by the power of Rashi, and all of Baalei HaTosfot, all of them, the Rishonim, Achronim, the one that explained the Talmud, the Torah, the giants, the greatest of the nation of Am Yisrael. The crown of Torah is higher than the crown of kingship. What are you? We need to take it to learn on ourselves. Why you need to be jealous at someone else? Let him succeed. He volunteered to be the king. Poor guy. Poor person, that person. A poor person. So poor. They forced him from heaven. Poor guy. David HaMelech said, I wasn't arrogant when I became to be a king. Why? Because my purpose was to be glued to Hashem. I was glued to Hashem always when I was a shepherd, and now when I'm a king, I'm going to continue. Who's going to take the garbage? Why you need to think about all of that? Who's going to fix the roads? Everything is okay. You need to take responsibility on everything when you're the king. Now you need to think about the garbage, about the waste, on the lights of the streets. Sit and serve Hashem. Learn Torah. The crown of Torah is on top of the other crowns. Who you have to jealous at? On who you need to look at? If you achieve the purpose, you don't have jealousy at all. And hatred? He wants to be a king. Let him be the king. Who cares? That everyone gonna. Everyone needs to crown his friend on him. You are the king. Tell me what to do. Have you crowned your friend? Everyone here. And I'm your slave. I'm your slave. You're going to be the king. You're going to be the king. And you also be the king. You ministers and kings. Let me serve Hashem. Let me be glued to Hashem. Let me be glued to Hashem. Let me serve Him. Let me know Him. To know Him. So all of that, we just learn for ourselves. We cannot understand the holy brothers. And they went with their, and they saw him from long distance. When I read it, I saw what it means from long distance. They were already very far from him. They were not close. They saw him from long distance. They were not close to him anymore. And they decided to kill him. Where is your mercifulness? And they said, let's kill him. And then we'll see what's going to be with his dreams. They didn't, Rashi is saying that they didn't say those words, let's see what's going to be with their dreams. The Shechina is saying that verse. The Shechina said, you can plan. But Hashem said, but if I have a plan that you're going to be the king, I can freeze you, I can dry your hands like that, I can kill you if I want. Can you stop me from crowning him if I want him to be the king? If I will want him to be the king, I will make him to be the king. They said, let's kill him. Hashem is saying, let's see what's going to be with his dreams. Hashem is crowning the king. And no kingship going to touch another kingship, even in a breath of a hair. All of what that I wanted to bring here to this class is everyone going to understand that they need to love their brothers. That everyone going to have a will that your brother going to succeed. To pray that your friend going to succeed. To be happy with the success of your friend. To have a good eye and a good heart. And even more so. Who going to give us that? That all of Am Yisrael going to be prophets. Like Moshe said, I wish that all of Am Yisrael going to be great. Everyone that have a little bit of understanding, he realizes that if everyone going to succeed, it's also going to help me to succeed, because it's going to open the path for me, that you're going to be illuminating and you're going to be illuminating, the darkness is going to disappear from the world, so also to me it's going to be easier to live in the light. But if everyone are falling and not succeeding, so the darkness is big and the husks are hard. Adrabah, we want everyone to succeed. The success of everyone is the success of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also Rabbeinu is writing in Sichot Aran, in his conversation,
that when you also need to achieve that quality, that ability to be happy in the success of your friend, even that you are not succeeding in the same thing. What's the connection? You have a different account with Hashem. It all depends in the love, in the will that people are going to succeed. That we wish to pray one on each other, that everyone is going to succeed, to have love between Am Yisrael, a real love, true love, that the other one is going to succeed. With help from heaven. Because that tonight, in the evening, it's the day of the Baal HaTanya, the Hilula of Baal HaTanya. His marriage is going to protect us all. So we're going to read a certain small part. If there is a book of Tanya here, so if someone can bring, but for now I'm going to use that photo. The Baal HaTanya is bringing to remind you certain understanding that is not the right way, that the light of Hashem gonna be if the person gonna wish to satisfy his flesh, his body, because on that Chazal said you need to cancel your will, the will of Hashem. It means that his will of every person gonna be cancelled in the existence, and that he will not gonna have no selfish will in this world at all. They are all included in three things: voice, life, and food. Like Rabbeinu is writing, all the things. Like Rabbeinu is writing, that the person will not gonna want to have those three things. Don't need to have that wish. To have kids, not to have kids. To have money, not to have money. Also to be healthy, not to be healthy. Rabbeinu is writing that. So the Baal HaTanya is saying, like the Rabotenu said, that they force you from heaven to live. And that's the real explanation. Only true faith means that the creation is made out of nothing. Hashem made it. All came from the wisdom of Hashem, that no one can reach and achieve that wisdom. That creation. That creation is in every moment and moment. Hashem creates it again and again and again. That all of the creatures' creations are being created every moment and moment again. And He's making them to become something out of nothing, with His, out of His wisdom. And it's only Hashem Yitbarach making it happen every moment and moment, every detail in the world, each and every one of us become to be in the present something from nothing out of His wisdom. And when the person gonna observe in the depth of his understanding and gonna paint to himself the presence of Hashem on his, not on the presence of Hashem, on his own presence, and he's going to realize that he is being created now to be out of nowhere, out of endless. So how a person that thinks like that can think that he's got something wrong, something bad in his life? How a person can say, I feel bad, or I suffer any kind of suffering from boys or life or food? I'm suffering, I have this, or other kinds of suffering that there are in the world. Because to become, to be from nothing, and to become to be, you came from the wisdom of Hashem. So He is the source of good, and it's heaven of the world to come. So from there you've been created just now. So the only reason that a person suffers and feels that something is bad is only because that he cannot understand that he is a creation of Hashem. But actually there is no bad in the world at all, and everything is good. Just that people cannot reach it because of its greatness and his goodness. And the Baal HaTanya is saying no, and that's the main center of faith, that for that the person has been created for, to believe that there is no place that not contain, fill Hashem inside of it, and we alive only by the illumination of Hashem, the light of the face of Hashem. And this is why power and happiness is in His place, because He is all good all day long. This is why the beginning of everything is that the person is going to be happy and going to be real and going to live in his faith in Hashem, that gives him power and life and doing good with him every moment. The Baal HaTanya is saying a person needs to live like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gives me life, gives me power. It's all from His wisdom, from infinity, from the
infinite.
And the person that becomes to be sad and complains is showing that he is got suffering, his lack of something good. He is like a kofer, chas v'shalom, that he thinks bad thoughts against Hashem, denies Hashem's being. He feels that his lack of something, that he's sad, that something is bad. So he thinks things against Hashem. This is why the Chachamim of truth rejected that bad attribute of sadness to the forest place of the moon. This is why a person that has faith will not going to feel no suffering. Like that Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan, you see that the Chassidiyot are all of the real righteous people. They achieve the same thing, everyone, with his way of putting things. And Rabbeinu was talking also how bad sadness is, and to stay away from sadness. The person needs to know that all kinds of suffering doesn't count nothing for him. Exactly like Rabbeinu is saying that yes and no is count the same for him. He doesn't care if he will have, will not gonna have, will be, will not gonna have. And it's totally compared, totally equal for him. And if not, so he's from the souls of Erev Rav. Baal HaTanya is saying everyone that doesn't have faith, you should know you're from Erev Rav, from the souls of Erev Rav, even if you learn in the yeshiva. And they're causing all of the damage to themselves because they don't love Hashem, they love themselves. They're going down under the hands of Hashem. They want to live life of satisfaction and pleasure for their own lusts, for themselves, because they wish to satisfy, pleasure their bodies and flesh, to have children and to have food. And he feels that he is happy to be created, but actually for a person like that it was better not to be created. And the real reason for a person to be created to this world is only to be tested, and tested in the tests of Hashem Yitbarach, to go out from the lusts and desires of the physical body that are coming down from the foreign, from the other side. And you need to fight with the body that have desires to those. And you need to want the real life that comes down from source of life, that it's Elohim Chaim, God that's alive, that is life, source of life. Even if he's not able to, but what he wants, what is his will, even you're not able to, you're still not able to overpower on your desires, but show your will. What's your will? Even if you cannot complete your will now, still you need to show your desire, your holy desire. And if so, so everything is good in the purpose, in the tachlit, and just that you cannot reach it. But then, when you want it, and you try to achieve it, everything really becomes to be good. If a person believes that it's all good, after a while he's going to see that he's going to find it in his life, like that we explained in the Margarito. Booklets that have been written by
Allah.
A person needs to stand and to define and to explain to himself that every difficulty that he's got, every suffering that he's got in his life is coming from heaven, from the place that he cannot reach, that he cannot understand, and by that he's canceling that grabbing, that holding of the bad in those things, constrictions, and by that he can connect himself to Hashem Barach, the source of all things. Baruch Hashem, Arav is saying thank you Hashem that we already said those things already before, and to have the same opinion and wisdom like the Baal HaTanya. It's written in Tehillim, the kindness of Hashem I'm going to sing forever. So Chazal said that that song, song 89, been said by Eitan HaEzrachi. He said I'm going to sing it forever. Avraham, it's Eitan HaEzrachi. That his midah attribute was kindness. Avraham Avinu, Alav HaShalom, that he is the attribute of kindness in the world. He was always praising and singing to Hashem Yitbarach on his goodness and on his kindness. And after it is written, I'm going to tell your faith with my mouth to all of the generations. Means that he wanted to tell us that this is the real wisdom. To know the name of Hashem Yitbarach, it's to let all of the creations know Hashem Yitbarach. Even though that the main faith is in the heart, but with all of that, it's written that you're not allowed to cover the righteousness of Hashem. And you need to tell the salvations that you have. So by that we can learn that it's a mitzvah, an obligation to reveal the faith to the people, the name of Hashem Yitbarach to the public, to the people. And exactly on that the prophet Yirmiyah was complaining. And he said that people were not talking faith. People are not talking on Hashem Yitbarach, and Rabbeinu is bringing that also in Likutei Moharan. That why people lost their faith, because they were not talking faith between each other. If they would talk about it, they would find it inside of their hearts. Also from the other side, like Rabbeinu is writing, also people need to stay away far from talking things that are not complete. So this is why we need to learn from this, that every person needs to strengthen his faith between himself to himself, between himself to Hashem, and to his wife and his children and to all of his friends, to strengthen the faith. Truly, that thing that Hashem gave us to strengthen that issue, topic of saying thank you in everything in our lives, this is something it makes certain conclusion to all of what that he's going through in his life, the person. Even on things that he doesn't know, that he cannot understand, first of all he's saying thank you. And then when a person is strong in that, then Hashem is illuminating the real light, really, to see that it's all for the good, and how actually everything just came to teach him something. Everything.
I'm
עבודה והודאה עד המלטן. עבודה והודאה עד המלטן. רוצה מכאן שמי שעוסק בתודה והודאה כאילו עוסק בעבודה כמובן. דבר שיפרש שהודאה היא עבודה של מקום. כמו שאתה אומרים שהכל מה נהייתי שישאר, זה גם מה תודה. ברור, פשיט, אז... כל פעם פה, מה שאומרים לה, נסתכל עליי כמו אחר עולם, ש... שרגיד תודה, זה נשאר לעבודה את הקורבנות. זה טוב.
One of the things not to stop good things from the students, from the ones that belong, that good belongs to them. Another way to get closer to the thanks
is
that what it said, when a person wakes up in the morning, his hands are contaminated and he needs to go to the bathroom. And sometimes a person also woke up in a bad way. So in that time he cannot put tefillin and to keep mitzvot and to learn and to pray. But to say thank you, he has to. And it's a huge strength thing. In the worst situations that a person cannot do nothing, cannot pray, cannot learn, but to say thank you, you cannot mention the name of Hashem, like you're saying, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, Melech, Chai V'Kayam. You can say Master, you can say King, you can say thank you. This is how I found myself, that I'm saying thank you in every situation, that even in those situations, once in my past, I was closing my mouth, I wouldn't talk. In the time that you walk with that pile of water, contaminated water, to wash them to the drains, in that time you can say thank you, Hashem, on every step, on every breath. Thank you, I have a refrigerator, Hashem. You look, you see your bed. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a bed. Thank you that I'm breathing. What do you care? Say thank you. Because you cannot learn now, you cannot pray, you cannot bless. But thank you, you're obligated to say. So say. So I started to use my times that I was canceling those times before. I couldn't do nothing else, so I was just walking. But now you realize you're obligated to say thank you. Also in the toilet, a person can say thank you. There are places you cannot mention it with your mouth, but in your thoughts you can praise Hashem. Also you can pray in the mikveh, in your thoughts, to say thank you, to praise Hashem. I started to use those times that once were empty. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that the mouth of the person is like a windmill. Every moment that it's not grinding, you lose. It's a pity that you have a few minutes that you can grind few more thanks with your mouth. Can say a few more thanks. By that, I find more times that once I wasn't... Everything that we receive from Hashem belongs to all of Am Yisrael. Hashem taught me that, so I'm teaching you. There are times that you're not able to do nothing. On the way, you think thoughts. So why not to think thanks? Every moment that you have time, say thank you. Increasing the thanks. That's another thing that I thought to tell you on thanks. To say thank you every moment, all of the time. To know that that effort of thanks and praises in your thoughts, in the power of speech. And then you find yourself that you keep that Gemara. All of the soul gonna praise Hashem. All of your soul gonna praise Hashem. Every breath, every moment. You just keep that Gemara. You keep that Gemara. Or in your mouth, or in your thoughts. You keep a certain Gemara. You keep that Gemara that is saying to us to say thank you. If you can say it with your mouth, wonderful. If not, in your thoughts, thank you Hashem, thank you on that breath, thank you on that breath. To increase the thanks and to praise. Another thing.
Okay.
Even in the time of sorrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear their praises, they hear their songs. It means that even in the narrow places, a person can praise Hashem. In the beginning of this class, we spoke about that, that the crown of Torah is on top of them, of the other crowns. Thanking Hashem, that the thanks and praises and the Torah is strengthening Baruch Hashem. Everyone should know, the crown of Torah is on top of the other crowns. You don't need to be jealous at no one else in this world, and you don't need to look for no one. You are exactly in the best place in the world, in the best condition in the world. See it and have that merit, that pray on it, that you can have the merit to succeed in the Torah. Pray on it, that you're going to succeed in the Torah, that you're going to have knowledge of the Torah. Yesterday we were here, it was a party from the school, of students from our school that finished a lot of pages of Gemara. Young students learned so many Mishnayot and Gemarot, a lot of Gemarot, harvesting with joy. Strengthen ourselves to know the crown of Torah is on top of other crowns. We don't need to be jealous of no one else, not to look at no one else, just to praise how much huge is our share. And we have that big merit, thank you Hashem, praising Hashem Yitbarach forever. And one thing that Rav Horovitz helped me a little bit. Rav Horovitz helped me a little bit. I asked him to write stories for me. I said thank you and I've been saved. So I'm asking Avrechim, and Avrech told me that in Shabbos that they rent a house, and thank you Hashem that it was more rainy inside the apartment than outside. He was thinking to himself where it's better to stay, in the house or to go outside. And he didn't know, he started to think what was better for him. That was the apartment. So he started to say thank you. Half an hour minimum he said thank you. You're gonna tell Rav Horovitz. And the landlord of that house came and fixed it. So people, if you have stories on thanks and praises, said thanks and been saved, please come with your stories to Rav Horovitz. It's been revealed that the person that rent the house for him wasn't the real landlord, and he found the real landlord of that house and he fixed all of the apartment to him, and he also gave him a lot of discount. He let him live for a few months for free. And if he didn't have that lacking of water leaking into his house, he was pay to that person that is not the owner of the house at all. Please, Moshe, surprise us. I'm used to surprise, but there was something beyond all logic. Actually, this story
is
going to explain to you all of this lecture, all of this class that we... Amazing things that happened. When a Rav was outside of Eretz Israel, a lot of Avrechim went to Meron. Me and my wife, we went to go to Meron. Just came to the house, everything was arranged, and she told me, my wife, what's going on? Are we going? Taking all of the luggage, all of our suitcases, going to the Bik'a road, and suddenly I'm going close to Jericho, and I'm thinking about places, things. Yeshua bin Nun, he went to Yericho to fight over there. He wasn't fighting, he was just saying Aleinu Leshabeach, he was praising. When you say thank you, there are no walls. The walls are going down, they're collapsing. And I'm going with those thoughts to Meron, and we're reaching to Meron, preparing. We prayed, the group from Avrechim in the Yeshiva, we prayed together on Friday night. We said we're gonna pray. Breslev came in the nest. There was no minyan, so I joined a different minyan. I saw nice friends, nice people. There was a big rabbi, a holy person. You can see it, his face. He wasn't talking a lot. He was just praying in that minyan. We prayed. The time of Kriyat Torah. Taking out the book, Sefer Torah. Trying to put it, but the standard is diagonal. You couldn't put the Sefer Torah. There is no halacha that you need to put the halacha. They need to put it on the standard. They were holding the Sefer. So I wanted to read to make Aliyah la Torah. But I saw that there is a certain group that they're going usually to the Aliyah Torah. So I felt myself that I'm not welcome to buy Aliyah. So I didn't. And I said to myself, I'm just going to pray. While I was praying, that rabbi asked them to let Moshe to make Aliyah LaTorah, to La'alot LaTorah. When he went down, someone came to him and told him that you're going to have someone bless him. That person told him, I pray on you, I bless you that you're going to know a lot of halachot. So that person asked him, how do you know that I'm learning halachot? And that person came to him and rebuked him, told him, I'm praying on you that you're going to learn halachot. That person rebuked Moshe, and Moshe was very insulted by him, that he was laughing at Moshe, like that Moshe doesn't know halacha. Moshe said, I was very hurt, insulted by that person, and I said to myself, someone is hurting Chassid Breslev, someone that doesn't. I was behaving in the most honorable way that I could, and that person was insulting me very badly. I was praying to find that person. I wanted to meet that person, to talk to him. I pray on it every day for the last week, 1 week after that. I went to Rishon LeZion, I'm now going out from that clinic. A certain Arabic doctor asked me, where are you going? So ask a ride for Moshe. So Moshe told him, where you need to? I'll take you. So Moshe took that Arabic doctor to the central station, to the bus station. He came to that person, I was dropping that doctor down, Arabic doctor. I see that Haredi person standing over there. I tell him, where you need to go to? He's saying, Bnei Brak. I brought him into the car, driving to Bnei Brak. After a few minutes, he's telling me, I know you. I know you. So I told him, everyone looked the same. All have beard, all have hair. He said, no. I didn't look to the right. I told him, you came into my car because of my prayers. this is why you came back into my class. Because of the power of my prayers, you came. He started to shiver, to shake. I told him, you came to my car, that you're going to learn Torah now from me. Now you're going to learn a little bit of Torah. After 1 month, after 1 minute, it was hard for him. It was hard for him to accept for me. He asked me, who is your rabbi? I told him, Rav Shalom Arush. He became a bit dry. He didn't know what to say. He said, I was just at his house. Friday morning, I was at his house. That person was at the Rav's house Friday morning. He heard the class over there on thanks and praises. It's the second time that it happened to me. He came, he heard the class on thanks. I brought him to Bnei Brak. He was standing outside and he was doing a lot of tshuva. And he told me thank you. And this is what the Rabbeinu said. Why you need to worry? I'm going in front of you, going before of you, opening the path for you. That story is the conclusion of all of that. Very, very deep.